Okay, so welcome to our first Tefila tips shiur. We're going to be starting from the first verses in the Shemona Esrei. So Shemona Esrei begins with the phrase Hashem Sfatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilatecha. Hashem, open up my lips and let my mouth declare your praise. The truth is, this isn't really part of the Shemona Esrei that Anshe Knesset HaGdola, the sages, enacted. It's rather a verse which is taken from Tehillim, from David HaMelech. So we start off our day connecting to David HaMelech. And the Gemara in Bracha says that before we daven, we need to kind of ask for Hashem's help to have kavana. And this verse is also asking for Hashem to really open up our lips. Now, this itself is already a big insight. Sometimes a person asks, I have such a hard time concentrating and davening. What can I do to really have that kavana that we know we need to have? And perhaps this pasuk is teaching us, you need to just ask Hashem. So often in life, that's the biggest answer. When we ask Hashem for help, even for the spiritual matters like having kavana and davening, it can open up the gates and we can really succeed. So we ask Hashem to help us speak to Him. Now, if we look into Tehillim, we open up the 51st chapter where this pasuk is taken from. We see that the context helps us understand what this pasuk is really about. You see, David HaMelech has just, been found guilty, so to speak, of whatever sin happened. It's unclear exactly, but whatever happened with Bathsheba. And he says, Chatati to Natan. And it says, after that event, he writes this kapitel of Tehillim. So his heart must be very broken, humble, contrite. And he's coming before Hashem and saying, Hashem, I don't even have the right to open up my mouth. And the verse says, the offerings of God are a broken spirit, a broken heart, a crushed heart. O God, you will not despise. 51:17. In other words, David HaMelech is coming with a broken heart. And perhaps this is reminding us that we too are meant to come with a broken heart before we start our Shemona Esrei. Some people, actually some rabbis suggested doing tshuva, having a session of reviewing your day and thinking what I may have not done perfectly before you daven your Shemona Esrei. I think Rabbeinu Yona suggests that. But it doesn't have to be a 10-minute tshuva session. You could just kind of think to yourself, wow, I've used my mouth maybe for impure types of ways. I've spoken Lashon Hara, and here I am trying to connect to Hashem using my mouth. And what right do I really have to use this mouth to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And with that broken spirit, hopefully Hashem will fix our broken hearts. The Kutzker Rebbe said beautifully, I have found nothing so perfect and complete as a humble, broken spirit. So we come with a broken spirit and we open up our Shemona Esrei, not thinking that we're perfect, but thinking that it's a privilege that we have the zechut to talk to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. One more insight about what these words mean. So when I first translated Shem Tzfatai Tiftach, I explained, Shem, open up my lips. The Ramban in Emuna Ubitachon, the fifth chapter, explains a different explanation. Tzfat sometimes can mean, like in the pasuk Sfat Hanar, the riverbank. A Sfat is the barrier which confines the river to the narrow channel. In other words, Sfat is the borders. So when we are asking Hashem, what we're really saying is, Hashem, open up my borders. You see, normally I'm a body, but open up these borders so that I can really feel connected to my soul. Davening is about connecting to our soul. And so we're begging Hashem, let me feel my soul. Let the word flow through me like the soul flows through a person. Let the words flow through me. Let me really connect to my neshama. In fact, we know that in the fifth parak in Brachos, we learn that the Hasidim Rishonim used to mitvoded for a full hour. They would prepare for a full hour before they daven to try to connect to their soul. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch writes that maybe we don't have to spend the full hour, but we too should come to Shemona Esrei early, come to davening early. That's why we have Sukkah de Zimra. to sing and disconnect from our bodies, to connect to our souls, and really connect to what the words of tefillah are all about. In fact, Rabbi Hanina Bar Dosa, he would say a Shemoneh Esrei, and it would just flow through him when he was a chazan, and he would know if someone was healed or if someone would not be healed, because it was like the divine spirit would be flowing through him when he was davening that Shemoneh Esrei. So I don't know if we can reach those high levels, at least not in the day today, but we can ask Hashem for help connecting to our soul so that the words flow through us, so that we have true kavana, and so that our davening experience can be enjoyable and we can be on a completely different, much more connected level by the end of our Shemoneh Esrei. All right, I hope you enjoyed this. Today's insights were primarily based on the insights of Avraham Chaim Feuer's book, The Shemoneh Esrei, and we intend to continue to work through the Shemoneh Esrei, to go through the entire Siddur, to give you chunks of daily insights so that you and I can have a more inspired, more delicious prayer session. Have a beautiful day.